Created with free version for non-commercial use.
Module 9, Documentation. Documentation is so very important and so very boring oftentimes. It needs to be accurate, but not overly complicated. It should be written in context, but also detailed enough to be useful. Documentation is essential to an efficient customer support department. This module will cover what to document to be effective, how to prepare the documentation, and also how to keep that documentation for future use. What to document? This can be a daunting task. What to document and where to start? Break this big task down into doable smaller tasks. First, start with the obvious and document the product or service and how it works. Document everything about how it all works. Think of it as standard operating procedures. Don't forget to consider the customer support tickets that you have already received. Second, you want to document the problems that customers have been encountering.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
What has been standing in the way of success for the customer? Document the restarting process, for example. Make sure that all of your documentation is in logical order, clearly explained in the customer's language and detailed in nature. The more you include in the documentation, the less that the support rep will have to guess, and the faster the customer's problem is resolved. Using tools. There are many different tools and apps to aid in your production of a world-class documentation library. One tool produces many different editions of your documentation to be used in the cases where different customers have the same product but different terms. They would need access to the same documentation with their contract-specific details. There is also a documentation tool available that allows multiple ways to access your documentation. For example, customer support reps, production staff, customers doing self-service, etc. Including diagrams and screenshots is always beneficial to explain the information thoroughly. However, oftentimes, screenshots have sensitive information displayed. There is a tool now that will blur out this sensitive information so that you can use an authentic screenshot. There are many different tools to choose from, and many will work for all sized companies. Prepare documentation. You have all of the documentation articles written. You have covered all of the necessary areas. You are now ready to send it out into the world. Stop. Do not just jot a few ideas down and then post it for all to see. You need to prepare your documentation into a presentable and usable form. Try to avoid the technical industry jargon and keep it simple. The first thing you need to edit for in your documentation are gaping holes. Make sure that you are smoothly moving from step to step with all of the supporting information to successfully complete the task. Secondly, make sure that you haven't overloaded your documentation with information.
Created with free version for non-commercial
use. Just like too little, too much information can overwhelm the customer. Retain. Your documentation looks wonderful and it is ready for use. Your next step is to retain your documentation for your customers and support team to view. Publishing your work will be the perfect way to accomplish this. There are quite a few choices for software to accomplish this feat, according to the people that will be accessing the information. What format will your documentation need to be? Many times, different formats are necessary, so choose a publishing tool that has that capability. Often, a company will print out hard copy of the documentation, as well as an online version to be accessed from the rep's screen. But have you considered a website display? Converting your documentation into code can be completed with a publishing app. Case study. Jim is in charge of documentation for the customer support department.
Created
he feels
with free version for non-commercial
use. So he asks
use.
Tom to help him. Tom has experience doing this at his last job. Tom tells Jim not to get excited, just write one at a time in sequence in small tasks. Tom says to begin with the basic procedures that describe how to successfully operate the product. He tells Jim to be detailed, but don't talk over the customer's head. He also recommends that he thoroughly edits and revises the information after writing. It must be understandable by the customer. A couple of weeks later, Jim has a wonderful documentation library set up and is ready to send it out to be used by the customer support department. He purchases publishing software that formats all of the work for all of the different places Jim wants the text to be seen. The general manager sees website form and gives Jim a bonus.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.